When this company was looking for a new name for its product line, it decided to offer a cash prize for the winning suggestion. The fact that contest was held around Easter gave us a name that has been around for many years now. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It all began back in 1913. Fred Wells Jr. began a milk delivery business based in Lamar's, Iowa. In 1925, he partnered with his brother Henry. As Beth Meyer explains, they soon hit the difficult Depression years, and that led to an important decision that impacts us yet today.
It was a time when times were tough, and even now when times are tough, people still turn to ice cream, and it makes everybody smile. That's one thing working here. Everybody's happy to walk in our doors.
The Wells brother had begun an ice cream business, but it needed a name. So they advertised in the Sioux City newspaper to name the company and paid a $25 prize to the winner.
George Vandenbroek worked for the Sioux City Journal at the time and saw that the contest was happening. And his son actually is the one that saw Blue Bunny in the window during Easter. And he said, "Dad, what about Blue Bunny?"
And it's been Blue Bunny ever since. But other ice cream brands have come and gone over the years, which may lead people to ask, what has kept this company so successful over the years?
We get all of our milk locally. It is fresh milk. We get a tanker in every hour of every day of the year. So fresh products make good products. Plus, we only use the best. So when we go through the process of making it, we make sure that our ice cream is the smoothest, the creamiest. We only use the best sweeteners and the best ingredients, and that is what makes our ice cream stand out.
Much of the ice cream production still occurs here at the Lamar's, Iowa facilities. There's also the Blue Bunny Visitor Center, which is a destination for many.
So we have just over 140 flavors, and here we serve about 40. There's one here that you can't get anywhere else, and that's Huckleberry.
So what are the most popular flavors? I'll share some of those answers next time as we travel the countryside. In Lamar's, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.